And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. We welcome to our newsmaker line Neil DeMoss, who's a co-author of the 2008 book Field of Schemes, How the Great Stadium Swindle Turns Public Money into Private Profit, and also has a website called fieldofschemes.com, has a great article yesterday, Titan Stadium could require $1.3 billion public subsidy. Maybe all numbers just melt into the air. Welcome, Neil. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Well, Neil, tell us about your criticism of this. I thought it was very interesting. Now, the proposed deal would include $700 million from the Titans' ownership, which is the Amy Adams Strunk is the majority owner right now. Mm-hmm. And the Speaker of the House, Cam Sexton, here said yesterday the state would put up was trying to put up a $500 million bond. That's before the Tennessee General Assembly. It's likely to pass. We don't know. That leaves an $800 million funding gap. He also said that the city of Nashville was going to, which is virtually broke, by the way, is going right. to come up with $700 million somewhere, somehow. You had some very interesting criticisms of this deal and others, particularly how they count that $700 million, the Titans' contribution comes up. Tell us your thoughts about this.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're all sort of guessing at this point, right? We don't know how much a new stadium would cost. $2 billion is a guess based on other stadiums that have been built or being talked about being built. The $500 million in state bonds seems like it's pretty solid. We don't know if it's limited to that. And then there's this talk of $700 million coming from the team, which is certainly possible. One of the issues here is that typically team owners like to count all sorts of revenues as the team contribution, even if they aren't necessarily coming out of their own pocket, right? So naming rights, for example. All over the country, you've got stadiums that are owned by state, the city, the county, whatever. But the naming rights get given over to the team owner, and then they get to count it as part of their contribution, even though it's basically a big billboard being put on a stadium that they don't own. Same thing with personal seat license sales to fans, where you have to pay up front in order to have the right to buy season tickets. And there's sort of all sorts of different ways under the table of sort of sneaking in public money. You can have free or undervalued land sales. You can have tax kickbacks. You can have all sorts of different things. So in general, when these deals get proposed, I'm always very, try to be very skeptical and, not take too many of the numbers at face value, because the actual deal winds up being very different than usually is what's discussed up front.
Yeah, you've been writing about this for about two decades. If you look at all of these publicly subsidized stadiums out there around the country, and it looks like virtually 90% of stadiums are publicly subsidized for NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. They don't seem to really turn out that well for the taxpayers, but all the people, the owners and the developers seem to make a lot of money. Do I have that right?
Yeah, and that's by design, right? I mean, one of the sort of the dirty little secrets of stadiums is that most of them don't make a ton of money, or even necessarily pay back their construction costs. You have to imagine, most of these teams are playing in stadiums that are, if not completely state-of-the-art and up to the possible, last possible minute, they're at least functional, right? So it's not like they're making no money there. So the idea that you are going to move to a new stadium and somehow it will not only, it will increase your revenues by so much that you'll be able to pay off a $2 billion or even a $1 billion construction bill is, a little far-fetched. On the other hand, if you can reduce that construction bill, the private construction bill, to $500 million or $300 million or something like that, then it becomes more reasonable. So really what you've got here is, a 30-year-long, let's call it a business model to be nice.
that involves, that's a good way to put it, Neil.
that involves trying to privatize the profits from stadiums and socialize the costs.
Now, let me ask you about this. I think I read that the new SoFi stadium that the LA Rams owner owns and a group of private investors is primarily privately financed. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And it's a little bit of an outlier. I think, you know, a lot of people took this as, wow, you know, maybe the days of these massive subsidies are over because the Rams and the Chargers are paying for their own stadium. It was a little bit of a special case where Stan Kroenke really wanted to get out of St. Louis and move to Los Angeles for reasons best known only to him, and, you know, took on what looked like it was going to be a couple $1 billion stadium in order to do that, and it wound up being more like $6 billion. Whether he thinks it's worth it or not is, you know, up to him, but I think that as a model for future stadiums, most other team owners around the league are looking around and saying, well, we don't want to, you know, be saddled with that kind of debt. Let's see what we can get in terms of public money, which is why you have the Buffalo Bills and the Washington Commanders and the Baltimore Ravens and, you know, team after team after team, Chicago Bears, all looking at trying to get public money for new stadiums.
Neil DeMoss, author of Field of Schemes, in studio with us, our co-host Grant Henry has a question for you.
Hey, Neil, for a guy like me who just really dislikes the idea of using public money for something like this, where does Nashville, or rather this Titan Stadium, where does it rank in the national scheme of things? Is it an egregious violation, or is this sort of a normal run-of-the-mill type package here?
Oh, can it be both?
That's a great response, Neil.
That's sort of the problem, right, is that the baseline for most of these deals is egregious, right? So when you get a deal that is less egregious, it suddenly looks really great, you know, where it's like, you know, the city or the state or whatever is only putting up a quarter of the cost, right? Which, again, is still an awful lot of money. It can be hundreds of millions of dollars and isn't, you know, is almost certainly not going to, you know, earn back any kind of return on taxpayers' investment, right, in terms of just, you know, new tax revenue. So you know, I would say it's routinely egregious, the Titans proposal. But again, we don't know exactly what it's going to be. So it could end up being something that, you know, involves a decent amount of genuinely private money from the team owners, and is, you know, you only have to kind of grit your teeth and say, oh man, this is bad, but it could be worse. Or it could be sort of legendarily bad where it's over $1 billion in public money and you know, breaks all kinds of records. So, you know, we're going to kind of have to see. But the early signs are not great, given that, you know, the state immediately was like, well, let's kick in $500 million and see where it goes from there.
Neil DeMoss, here's my idea on this. And tell me why this wouldn't be better for everybody. And then also tell me what you think the likelihood that this could happen would be. Why don't the owners of the Titans put up their $700 million and then go and get other real estate investors to put up the other $1.3 billion so they could put up all the $2 billion from private money? They would all take the risk, but they would all get the rewards. Wouldn't that be better for everybody? But how likely is it to happen?
Yeah, I think it would be better for everybody except for the Titans owners and those real estate developers, right? Because obviously they will make more money if they can, you know, go in on a project that has a whole lot of public subsidies helping it out. And again, I'm not sure that you would make money on a $2 billion stadium plus additional, you know, development. Or I guess the better way of putting it is, if I'm a developer and, you know, a team owner approaches me and says, hey, help me pay for my $2 billion stadium, and then you can build this, you know, other development around it, my response is probably going to be, well, I don't need you to do that. I'm a real estate developer.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't need to be saddled with part of stadium debt in order to do that. So, again, you know, certainly there are these projects that involve a whole lot of surrounding development because, you know, it's another way to make additional money, and it's a way to sort of muddy the funding waters and say, well, it's not, you know, $500 million for a stadium. It's $500 million towards a, whatever, $5 billion development project. But I don't think that necessarily helps. So I think that's one of the reasons you don't really see these kinds of deals just, you know, involving private money, is because, you know, the private money knows this is a money loser, and, you know, you have to find some other suckers.
You got to find some other chumps to pay for it, right?
Exactly.
Neil DeMoss, let me ask you this one last question. Now, you're the author of this great book, Field of Schemes. 2008, that was like, you know, 14 years ago, you've got this blog, this website, fieldofschemes.com. What do you do? What's your full-time gig? Is this your full-time gig? What do you do most of the time?
No, I'm a copy editor for ProPublica currently. It's my day job. But I've been through a whole series of day jobs. I have been, working on covering stadium deals, you know, whether writing for different places or writing for my own site. And apparently I'm going to be cursed to continue this forever.
Well, it's such a great topic.
I thought many years ago this would be sort of a brief but excursion into a, you know, momentary deal that, the cities were throwing money at sports stadiums. But apparently, again, it's very lucrative for the team owners, so they're not going to give up anytime soon. So I am going to continue to follow this until either the, stadium scams die off or I do.
Neil DeMoss, author of Field of Schemes, on the web at fieldofschemes.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Come back again. We'll give you more details on this stadium deal, and you can give us your analysis.
Happy to do so.
All right. When we come back, it'll be time, that time of day, that time of week, for Grant's Rants. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.